Hey, let's go to the Chronicle's Henry Shulman. Hank, how are you today? Nice to have you on the show.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, this has been, this has been some stretch of baseball, and the baseball world was rocked a little bit last night with the Samardzija-Hamill trade. It had to come to the Bay Area. Does that sort of create a little bit of a focus on these two organizations, on Billy Beane vis-a-vis Brian Sabian for you?
Well, I think it does because, you know, the Giants, I knew the Giants weren't going to get Samardzija Price because they didn't have the juice to get one of those guys. The Giants would pretty much have to give up everybody that they have who's any good in their farm system, and you wonder if even that would have been enough. You know, the Giants won two World Series with a lot of homegrown products, especially on the infield, the catcher, and the pitching staff. But it's been a little fallow lately, and I think the bigger picture. I really still think that the Giants can be better. First of all, they have to be better on their own. They have guys who can hit. The pitching is coming around. They have guys who can hit. And Sabian, the one thing he does well is finding pieces at this time of year. There were no major deals in 2010 to sort of get them to the World Series. He kind of beefed up the bullpen. 2012, he got Hunter Pence. That was obviously a fairly major deal. But even then, you know, he gave up a one catching prospect. And I think that's the kind of deal you're going to look at. I mean, I've been saying since the end of last season that they need more outfield depth. I still think in my heart that's where they're going to have to go.
Henry, is it time to do it, though? And I know Sabian says, well, let me see what we got after the All-Star break. Let me see what these next few series give you. But as you lose 11 games in less than a month, is it time actually to make a move on the outfield? Because, you know, you tell us about Pagan and when you think he'll be back. So my question is it time to maybe jump ahead now and not wait 3 weeks?
Well, if a deal can be had, it's not as easy as it sounds. I mean, a deal like Samardzija, I can see why the Cubs would want to do that now. I mean, every day that they, have with Samardzija, they're paying a lot of money. And all that, but, you know, it's always harder to do deals earlier because the example I use is, I don't know if you ever buy stuff on eBay, but if you go on eBay, you might be able to get a pretty good bargain if you do the auction. But if you want to buy it now, it usually costs more money. There's a set price, right? You know, right now, and teams want to wait until their players are bid up. And a lot of teams right now aren't sure they're going to be buyers at the deadline, so they want to wait. They want to wait till after the All-Star break. And teams that have players to sell often want to wait until that bidding war happens. And if you want the player now, you're going to have to pay up. Now, I don't know which outfielders are out there. Sabian keeps saying that the same thing he says every year, which a lot of general managers say, which is that. Most of the players who are rumored to be out there aren't actually out there. But I think that the Pagan situation is not going to resolve itself anytime quickly. I think they need outfield depth. They need major league outfield depth because every night they're running two, fourth, and fifth outfielders out there. They haven't solved the leadoff situation. They could kill two birds with one stone on the infield if they could go out and get Jose Altuve. I mean, there's a guy who might have 200 hits this year, but I can't imagine the Astros are going to give him away for cheap. It's always a matter of who's out there, what they want for him, and whether the Giants are willing to pull the trigger and give up some good prospects. I don't know if they can wait until the 25th or 26th to make a deal.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I my opinion is that it's time to do something because you've been around the club. Pagan has been out. You don't know. Rochi said yesterday, maybe after the All-Star break, if then, and then rehab. So, you could be eight games out by then. But, Henry, if this thing does turn around, and Bruce was just on with us, and you guys are veteran baseball people, on this ball club, who's it going to take to sort of clean those spark plugs, like Bochy says? How's it going to happen?
Well, first of all, somebody is going to have to hit behind Posey. Because right now what's happening is Posey's not getting a lot of good pitches to hit. Posey's almost become like Bonds in those days, where there's really no – he's the one guy who's in the lineup who's hot. And there's no reason to challenge him right now, because Pablo has cooled off. I realize that, I mean, his numbers have gotten up there, but Pablo is expanding the zone even a little bit too much for him, and you know, the pitches that he normally hits, he's not hitting right now. And Morse has just gone stone cold. He hasn't homered in over a month now. Whether that's because of the back thing that he has, or approach. He's shown signs lately that he's going back to right field, and if he goes back to right field like he did yesterday on a consistent basis, then the Giants are going to score runs. So what's going to have to happen besides the fact that Belt is going to have to give him a spark near the top of the order, what's going to happen to clean those spark plugs is they're going to have to make somebody pay for pitching around Buster Posey. That's number one. And number two, some of these down lineup guys are going to have to start producing a little bit. Crawford has cooled off a little bit. Now Blanco's going to be hitting down there, or whether it's Colvin. Colvin has given them a nice jump occasionally when he plays. But you throw a left-handed pitcher in there, and he's in a lot of trouble. This is the problem you have when you don't have depth, is that you have the problem that the Giants had a lot last year, which was if you didn't score when the 2, 3, 4, 5 guys were up, then you had to wait till they came around again. The beginning of the year, that wasn't a problem. Everyone was hitting. Crawford was hitting. Hicks was hitting. It's a problem now.
Boy, very well said by Henry Schulman. By the way, you brought up Sandoval. Just the notes had just come out. 8 for his last 42 at the plate, and he's hitless in his last 12, and you're right, and he does hit behind Posey. Henry, as you evaluate the National League here, as we pass July 4th, it's always a sort of a milestone day. How do you handicap the rest of the league? You've seen most of the teams, I guess everyone except Milwaukee. How do you like what you see?
Well, I think there's a way too much parity, and I'm not saying that in a negative. I mean, you know, parity is not as bad a thing as I see some people say it is. I think some people, commentators and writers, want to see, you know, a few great teams and then everybody else, you know, not make it. I'm not sure why, but I really think I think the biggest surprise for me is that certain teams haven't broken out. Not based on what they did against the Giants, but just in general. I mean, I look at that Washington Nationals team, and to me, they should have a huge lead in the National League East, and they just can't shake the Braves. And then in the Central, I mean, the St. Louis team I just saw, they seem to be in a lot of trouble. They have a lot of pitching injuries. There's really nobody in that lineup that scares you anymore. This Tavares kid actually is pretty good. He could become that kid. I mean, the Reds, I don't know what to make of it. The Reds come in and they just keel all the Giants in four games. Then they go down to San Diego and get swept. I think this league is going to be one where, except for the Dodgers, I just don't see anybody with the potential to run away with their division. And it's going to be a lot of excitement at the end. And what's going to happen is that's going to affect the trade deadline, because you're not going to have as many sellers.
Henry, how seriously do you take San Diego? And I realize they're hitting 214 or 215 as a team. They're getting close to the 1909 White Sox, which may be the worst ever. Do you take the Padres seriously at all?
Well, no, not as a contender, but they can pitch. What they can do is they're like those little yip yip dogs. Those little yip yip dogs can't beat up a German Shepherd in a fight, but they can come and bite your ankles, and it's painful. And that's what they are, because they can pitch. And I mean, they get these guys like Despaigne, who's pitching today, who's an allegedly 27-year-old Cuban. And, you know, this guy Han, who just comes up. Their bullpen is always bad. They're always really good at the bullpen. They play in a huge park where if you get behind, the chances that you're going to go out there and pop one to get back in the game are real small. I can't really take them seriously, you know, the way they're hitting right now, as a contending team, even if they jumped up into third place. But they're hard to beat. They really are. And you've got to be able to string hits together if you're going to beat them, especially in their park. And that's where the Giants are really in a lot of danger if they can't start doing that.
Well, you said allegedly for Despaigne at 27. You think he's older?
Oh, I mean, he looks like his beard is older than 27.
All right, very good. All-Stars come out tomorrow. Any thought about the Giants? Do they have anybody on the team? A couple of people?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody has to have. Isn't it funny? We're talking about a team that had the best record in baseball after 63 games. And we're talking about, well, somebody from the team has to be on there. And I think Bumgarner. I think Bumgarner is a lock. And Hudson is a possibility. And then that might be the only two. And I don't even know if Hudson's going to be on there at this point. The good news for Hudson is that it's the players who pick the pitchers.
Right.
And for the most part. And, they voted, last week, I believe. And they still have, a lot of them still have memories of, the earliest part of the season when Hudson had the best ERA in baseball. So I think it's those two. The only position player possibility is Posey. And even then, Posey is going to be hurt by the rule that now allows catchers to come back into the All-Star game if they've been taken out and then the other catcher gets hurt.
Okay.
Molina's going to be elected. I would think the players are going to vote for Lucroy because he's having a fantastic year for the Brewers.
Right.
Unless they just lazily, just out of habit, put Posey down. Not a knock on Posey. I mean, Posey had a great June. He hit 360 or 370 in June. But overall, Lucroy has been a better hitting catcher this year. So it's very possible Matheny will take just two catchers. Other than that, I don't really see. I mean, I don't think they're going to take Gene Machi. I know Bochy was making a push for him, but it's awfully hard to get a middle reliever on there. Nowadays, the last few spots that the manager picks, a lot of those are to balance the team left and right, make sure that every team is represented. And with the pitchers, what the managers do is they look at guys, if I need to get an out in the eighth inning, who am I going to take?
Right.
And, for a good long time, that was Machi in the league, but he's not pitching as well right now. I just don't see it.
All right. Hey, Henry, thank you so much. How was your fourth yesterday?
Oh, very, 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 very nice. I went, I'm not on the trip with the Giants. I took the weekend off. So I went to Pacifica and did a little hiking in the freezing fog to remind me that I live in the Bay Area.
Great. All right. Thank you so much for taking a little time today, and we'll see you at the park.
Okay.
All right.
Easy.
All right. That is at Hank Shulman on Twitter. Always a pleasure. You know, he's got opinions, and we'll come up with more right after this on the Sports Leader.